people with real jobs.
Hello?
Self-employed people. Which do you want to be? This is Certifiably Unemployable. It's time to fire the boss and become self-employed. Maybe you need a push to get that business or side gig going that you've been dreaming about for years. And if you're an entrepreneur, you can listen to stories and get experience from people who've done it. Get ready to change your life. Broadcasting from the compound, this is Certifiably Unemployable. And this is Sean Dean.
Welcome to Certifiably Unemployable. I am your host, Sean Dean. And once again, we are super grateful that you, the entrepreneur, you, the future business owner, you, the one that is super busy every day, you chose to take time out of your schedule and be with us for this episode. So, you know, if we look back to episode 34, we talked about your business will look different tomorrow, right? So I'm going to be kind of talking more about that topic, but more specifically change. But as you're watching, if you're on YouTube, you're on Facebook, or if you're just listening as you drive on Spotify or one of the other podcast hosts, you know, go ahead and drop us a comment when you get a chance. Okay. Let us know what you want to hear. Let us know what we can do here at Certifiably Unemployable to make this the best for you, because we as a whole are here for the self-employed. We are here to support you 100%, and we will always be your biggest cheerleader. So with that being said, I do want to let everybody know that because of the pollen and all the stuff going on here in Florida, I have been suffering some major allergy stuff. So bear with my, my vocal skills during this episode, but hey, we're going to push through, right? Because the show must go on. So we're going to be focusing today on our topic of change and really more of the ability to have to be able to adapt to change, right? Because if your business is going to grow and if your business is going to do certain things, there's going to be changes, right? Because if you think right now that what my business looks like today is going to be the same it is in 5 years, you're wrong. But in order for that to happen, you as the entrepreneur, you as the business owner, you have to be open-minded. You have to be willing to change. And of course, you know, you can be sitting here listening and you're like, well, Sean, I'm an entrepreneur. Of course, I'm open-minded. But are you willing to go through and make those changes? We know as human beings, we're so caught up on the normal stuff every day, day in and day out. We're used to the routine. And so change can be hard. I know I've suffered with that whole mindset of, well, I don't want to change. I'm doing it just fine. So we're going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to give you a couple of quotes. We're going to give you some ideas and things that you can be thinking about. And also we're going to tell you a story of one company that I've referenced many times in my personal life. And how they weren't willing to adapt properly. And it ended up really shutting them down. So one thing I want you to remember, business changes, the technology changes, the team members change. The problem isn't change per se, because change is going to happen. The problem rather is the inability to cope with change when it comes. Okay. So change in business. So you might be thinking, how do I know I need to make a change? Well, one of the biggest things that I can give you as a recommendation is you have to listen to your audience. You have to listen to your customers, right? If you see that the way you do your billing is frustrating for the customers, make a tweak, modify that. Because you know that people 100% are going to do what's easier for them. So if they find something about what you do to be an inconvenience or to be difficult, you're going to want to change. So allow yourself to really listen to the inner parts of your business, your customers. All right. Look at your competition, because you want to adapt when others are not offering. When let's say someone's not offering a certain service and there's this void in the marketplace, would you not think that that would be a perfect opportunity for you to walk in and have the edge on your competition and offer that service? Okay. That's one of the things that my partner and I, we try to do all the time within our businesses is we look, what are other people not doing, right? What is the service that we're offering that they're not, okay? That could be just simply putting on a set of white gloves and treating your client a little bit better. But you have to be able to listen to what your audience is telling you, what your customers are telling you. Is that good enough? Maybe is that the question you're asking when you look at your business? Is my business good enough or is my business great? Okay. So learn to understand what's going on inside your business, because just a slight tweak, the slight change might think, that's going to make things messy for a little while, but it's going to give you a different sense of momentum, right? That's one of the things that every business needs is business need momentum. And sometimes the momentum is going to be, it's going to be very volatile. It's going to fluctuate massively, but it's eventually going to level itself off. And they say sometimes when you make a change, it's going to be a good 3, 4, 5, 6 months down the road before you really understand how that change was properly implemented into your business. So I know you know the company Blockbuster Video, right? Blockbuster was a company that was originally founded in October of 1985. The founder was David Cook. And according to David Cook, the opening night at the first Blockbuster was a huge success, right? The story says that they actually had to lock the doors because of overcrowding. There were so many people inside that Blockbuster Video store that they had to shut the door and lock it because they didn't want to allow anybody else in. Now, the first thing that set Blockbuster apart at the time was their huge range of titles, because most other mom and pop video stores, you remember, those were out there, right? They can only keep track of 100 or so movies. Blockbuster, they had a specific barcode system that meant that they could track up to 10,000 VHS per store and keep each registered customer. Remember the little sticker they had, Be Kind, Rewind, right? And naturally, they would make a ton of money on late fees. So Blockbuster had it figured out. So because of the success of Blockbuster and their concept, Cook, the founder, built a $6 million distribution center, not only so that new stores could pop up quickly, but also to house a huge range of titles, keeping them ahead of the competition, right? In 1987, Blockbuster received $18.5 million from a trio investors, including companies like Waste Management, right? So that was huge. And by 1988, just 3 years after their first store opened, Blockbuster was America's number one video chain with over 400 stores nationwide. So how could that fail? Because they weren't willing to adapt. They weren't willing to see what was happening in the marketplace, look at what happens in technology, look at how things need to change. They weren't willing to adapt. So let's go further into the story. So as Blockbuster became a multi-million dollar company in the early 1990s, adding music and video, remember now you can go and you could add music, you could rent CDs, you could rent video games, right? Remember that? Then they open up that chain, Blockbuster Music, where they had a very small portion of video rentals, but they also enabled you to buy. Now you could go to like Blockbuster Music and it was like, I'm going to buy the latest CD. They had Ticketmaster in there where you could buy tickets to the latest concerts and shows. So they had to figure it out. While Blockbuster in 1997 was having a lot of success at the time, that's when Reed Hastings founded Netflix, which was a different concept. Now they are allowing you to rent the DVD, but you can do it all through mail. Remember, you would pick a couple of DVDs that you wanted. You would have a list. They would send them to you in the mail in this little white sleeve. You would pull it out, watch the movie, return it. And when one returned, another one came and they charged you a flat fee every single month for that, right? So one of the reasons why Netflix was founded was because Reed Hastings was like, you know what? I'm tired of paying $40 in late fees at Blockbuster for not returning my video. I want to watch it longer. So I'm going to give the person the customer a concept and say, look, they're going to choose how many movies they want at a time. And I'm not going to give them access to any more movies at that price point until they return one. So that person, if they wanted to keep that same movie for 2 weeks, they could. No late fees, right? So 2 years later, Blockbuster had an opportunity to buy Netflix for $50 million. Blockbuster turned it down. They said, no, we're going to do our own thing. We're going to partner up with a company called Enron. And they were focused on their video store so much, and they had very little time for that video on demand business. And Enron noticed that because that was their concept. Blockbuster walked away from their first major development of wide scale movie streaming in 2001. So within a few years, Netflix and other competitors began to eat into Blockbuster's profits, not by undercutting it, but by reimagining how video rental into the digital age. And so you look now, I believe there's one Blockbuster still open, and that's in Alaska somewhere. And I read that they're going to be listing that Blockbuster for like $4 a night or something like that on Airbnb. And I'm not sure what the details on that are, but you know, this company filed bankruptcy in 2010. They had an opportunity to literally control the marketplace as they once did. They had an opportunity to purchase Netflix, which at the time really was showing some success, but it was a concept. And then they went into the video streaming and all this stuff, and look at Netflix now on everybody's TV, right? So Blockbuster was not willing to adapt. They had to change. They made some tweaks, but then they got complacent and they failed. So as you're listening to this, I want you to keep in mind that seeing what happens in the marketplace around you, and especially in today's age, 2021, technology changes. You'll buy a new device, and within a matter of a month or two, there's a new one out. Now, the one you just bought a month or two is an old model, almost a paperweight in some cases. So this episode is designed to be short and sweet. Get the message out there. As an entrepreneur, you're working hard. You want to adapt. You want to listen to your audience, and you want to make some changes. Change is not comfortable. But remember, we've said many times, you have to get uncomfortable to be comfortable. And change will always be uncomfortable. So don't forget to leave your comments, any stories you have about change, reach out to me. I'd love to hear your comments. Don't forget to visit us at certifiablyunemployable.com. And we've got great merchandise on there. We appreciate your support. Find us on TikTok, find us on Facebook, find us on YouTube, as well as Instagram and some other platforms. All right. So don't forget, change and the ability to adapt would be the key to any business and having the ability to grow. All right, this is Certifiably Unemployable. And until next time.
You've been listening to Certifiably Unemployable. Ready to fire the boss yet? You're on your way. Sean has been self-employed for over 20 years. So if that's something that you want to do, something you've been dreaming about for years, Sean has all the knowledge, good, bad, and indifferent. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from this show. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook and Instagram at Certifiably Unemployable. Find us on YouTube and at www.certifiablyunemployable.com. Till next time, this is Certifiably Unemployable, signing off.